And welcome back, Hawkeye fans, for another edition of the Hawkeye Nation Prospect Podcast. Got this rolling again. We had a little bit of a break there between the Deuce Hogan in September and the Michael Lois last week or the week before. But happy to be joined in this episode by Deontay Vines, wide receiver from the East Coast, Connecticut, Taft High School. How you doing today, Deontay?
Doing really good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us and trying to do these, kind of give another medium. You know, I write a lot of stories and, a lot of written stories and content in that regard. But I think it's kind of cool for fans to get to hear you guys and you know, you guys explain in your own words, kind of letting them know a little bit about yourselves. So let's kind of start with how did your senior season go? How did you feel it went for you individually and for you guys as a team?
As a team, we didn't do what we wanted to do. We had high expectations to repeat our championship season we had the year before. But all in all, we kind of fought through all the adversity we were dealt with. We had a freshman quarterback come in from Illinois, and he performed really well. We had to work through the growing pains with him at first. But as everything prolonged, our team started to come together. We finished off the season winning like 4 games in a row. Personally, for me, I had a pretty good season. I missed 2 games with a little injury. But all in all, I had a pretty good season. I came first team all New England, had a lot of touchdowns. I was able to lead my team even when I was on the field or off the field. And just we had a 5-3 record, but it worked out for the best. And yeah.
The league you guys play in, the school you play at, it's probably a little bit unique for people from Iowa or, you know, some other areas of the country. It's a prep school league, right? And just kind of explain a little bit kind of what the league's like, what the team's like, what the schools are like.
Schools. So really, like, it's kind of like a lot of schools around, like, we play like really high academic schools that also infiltrate like sports and with it. So, like, you have, like, a really solid team, but they're, like, really, like, a lot of standout players. Like, many people probably know Tyson Pokonomiches, where it was the Clemson quarterback backup right now. He played at Avon Old Farms, as where Nico played as well. So, there's always, like, these standout players that, like, on each team and just have a really big name. But it's also, like, mixed with, like, a lot of, like, good role players who also came to the school to play the sport. Since, like, we heavily recruit, like, prep schools heavily recruit. So you can get a lot of pieces to work in gel to make like a big big leap and get a good team. Because Taft, actually, the year before I came, they were like, I think 3-5. And they mixed together like a really big recruiting class, got to recruit people from all sides of the world, like California, New Jersey, Connecticut, everywhere. And we actually brought together a pretty good team. So the recruiting like brings a big part of it because you could take someone from anywhere. And that's what kind of gels like the whole entire like prep league, just because you can get someone from anywhere and make a really big team and leap, and really it's like 1 year really.
Cool. Were you recruited and what was that like?
Yeah, I was recruited. I was at my hometown school. I went to Danbury High.
Okay.
And I was there for 3 years and I got recruited to Taft. And I did it just more because my hometown team was struggling a lot. It was like really hard to get recruited from there. I had one scholarship. It was to Bryant. But it was for defensive back, and I didn't really want to play DB in college. And I was playing quarterback at my old school. And I just felt like, personally, I want to be like a Division I college quarterback because we were in the triple option and everything like that. So Taft gave me an opportunity to jump to wide receiver, and that was my first year playing receiver. And then I liked it. I took off with it, and that led me to getting some scholarships.
Cool. What's everyday life like at Taft? Is it, because you've got guys from that you didn't really grow up with? Is it almost you can't relate it to this because you haven't been in college? But does it seem to you almost like a college situation where you're bringing guys from different schools and different parts of the country and world, as you said?
Yeah, it's definitely a college situation. I think Taft is one of the most like diverse schools because we have like people from all different countries, all different parts of the states. It's like literally like really diverse. So I got to just mix with people I never like knew, people from like Turkey, people from Canada. Like I just got like different bonds with people. So it definitely put me in a college environment because I had to adjust and like get out of my comfort zone. and like realize there's other people around me and try to grow and become friends with other people, because literally I had nobody like from my area like in that school. So I was walking into a brand new environment and just trying to look to make friends and just look to like fit in and do my part. So it definitely is like a college environment. And everyday life is just a lot of like schoolwork, because we are one of the top academic schools, and just always sports. It's pretty like school sports. But it's a pretty good lifestyle, and it definitely is going to prepare me for college.
Was it difficult? I know your dream was to you know play major college football. Was it difficult though to leave home and to leave the friends you grew up with to go somewhere that you really didn't know?
Yeah, it really was difficult, because it just was hard to like think to like leave my family back home, leave my friends, and just have to be like a new school all the time, just trying to like, because I didn't know what I was going to get out of the school. I knew that I was going to go get some good academics out of it. I didn't know how big the football would be for me. So it was just like, it was a risk I took, and it turned out to be one of the best risks I took in my life, and it got me to get to go to Iowa. But it definitely was like really hard to just like pack everything up and say, yeah, I'm just going to go to some school that I visited one time and just stay there for 2 years.
And then moving on to, the recruiting process. When did things start to pick up for you in that regard when you got to Taft? When did you start, when did schools start to come in and notice you?
After my junior season there, I had a pretty big year. I had a lot of coaches like texting me through DMs and all that. But everyone wanted to see me at camp, see me like run a couple 40s and just see how athletic I actually was. And then I actually got invited to the opening, and that's kind of where everything took off. I like recorded like the third highest score for all the receivers. I had like all the receivers there, and like probably, I think it was a top five score out of like everyone there, something like that. So it was pretty like big jump for me there. And that kind of like got all the coaches just like finally like it put like the numbers to my film, and it kind of like, a lot of people to like actually like think, say like, oh, this kid's actually pretty good. Because like Connecticut's a hard place to get recruited from. Like we're not like a well-known football area, so it's just like you have to go the extra mile to get like what you really want. Like it takes a lot of harder work and just putting everything together, and so the opening really like did open up for me and gave me some numbers so I can send out to coaches and try to be able to get the pop that I thought I deserved.
And when did Iowa jump in there? And if I remember correctly, it's Ken O'Keefe recruits that area, correct? Is that the first contact you had with Iowa?
Yeah, Coach O'Keefe came down during like the track season last year, and he was just talking to me, Skyler, Rooks, a couple players. We were just talking, getting to know each other, and then he told me that Coach Copeland would come down to see us and see me run routes and see if what he would like. So me and Coach Copeland started talking over the phone and stuff like that, and he was talking about how he's a straightforward kind of guy. Like he just want to come see me. If he likes me, he'll offer me a spot. It's not gonna be like a go back and think about it. So that's kind of like Coach O'Keefe started it all, and Coach Copeland came like a couple of days after, really, and then that's when I got my Iowa offer.
And you had, I don't have this up in front of me, but Boston College, Syracuse, a bunch of other schools that were closer to home.
Yeah.
What was the process like of, looking at schools and visiting schools and trying to figure out what was the best fit for you?
It was a pretty difficult process. Like I enjoyed the process 100% because you got to enjoy it because you work for it. So, but it was just every school like said they love you. Every school showed that they wanted you. It just, the process of like when I went to Iowa, it just felt different for me. It felt like those coaches and me connected better than any other coach. And it just, all the schools I went to, like every school I visited was really great school. I liked all the coaches and everything like that. But it was just really different with Iowa. I felt like me and the coaches connected much more than any other coach. Like how genuine they were, how straight up they were. A lot of the other coaches promised me like, oh, you'll be playing as a freshman, all that. Iowa told me kind of like, yeah, you have potential to play as a freshman, but you got to come here and you got to work for everything, and nothing's ever gonna get handed to you. And like it was like that. Like I'm like a straight up kind of guy. I don't like to like beat around the bush. I like 100% answers and everything like that. And Coach Copeland, Coach Ferentz, and O'Keefe just gave me the answer that I wanted to like hear, and it just kind of made me make my decision to Iowa.
Where does that come from, Deontay? Because a lot of kids like to hear, hey, you can come in and you're going to play, those guarantees that you're going to play as a freshman. What kind of, why are you wired to the point where, you know, a coach telling you, hey, you're going to have to come in and work for this. We're not giving you anything. Why does that ring true with you, and why are you wired that way?
Because the way that my family and I just grew up, my mom always made me work for everything I got. I never got anything handed to me. I always went and got everything I wanted. So I know, and I'm a very realistic person. I know that no one's just going to hand you a starting job. They have recruited people the years before to come in there that could be better than you. So I just felt like there's no way I could just – there's a way that I can come in and start, because I do think I'm talented enough to do that. But I just didn't think that someone saying that would be very true. And I didn't want to be false expectations, because if I went to that school and I thought, hey, I was going to have this spot, and then I'm sitting behind someone, that puts your head in the kind of like messing with your head, because you think you're supposed to go play that position and play that and start that year, and then that's not what you do. So then that kind of kills your confidence. Whereas I know I'm going to a situation in Iowa where Amir might still be there, Brandon Smith will be there, Nico will be there, Tywan Chase will be there, and I know that I have to outbeat them or just work with them and got to get a spot. I'm not looking to just come in and be like, hey, I'm a starting receiver. And that's what they told me. Like, there's a lot of people in the depth, and I just want to learn from them and just get better as the years prolong. I'm just a really like straightforward, realistic guy, and I'm not trying to look towards anything else that's not realistic.
Right. Cool. You talked about, you know, Connecticut and you know, there not being a large amount of guys that have done what you're able to do and go to a high major school, a Power Five school. But Nico did. Did you know of him before Iowa started recruiting you? And you know, did you get to talk to him when you came out here on your visit? Did he? Because there is a lot of unknown there. You're moving halfway across the country. You know, you talked about coaches telling you, and even if you connect, you want as much information as you can get about the place you could potentially be going.
Yeah. So I didn't know Nico personally, but when I was going through the TAF film, the year I came after he left, he graduated. So I watched him through all the film, and I seen him on the film. I was like, wow, this kid's really good. And then found out like that actually was Nico was actually in Iowa, going to Iowa, which was just like coincidence at that point. But I didn't know of him. And when I went down on my visit, me and talked for a little bit, he was talking about like, yeah, like it was a hard move at first, but everything like went smooth. And he just how much he loved it there. And actually my last visit, I was on a plane like three different times with his parents. So I was talking to his parents, and like his dad was talking about like how Nico loves the place so much. And I was just like he just fell in love with the place, and it's such a great place. He was talking about like, how like on Thanksgiving the coach is like inviting him over to the house and stuff like that, since he can't go back on home on Thanksgiving. And he's talking about how like the environment, just like it's like a place where they truly care about you beyond football. And that's like that's what I really want to hear, just because it's always football is like everyone says not for long. So you guys just make some beyond football, and that's kind of what I felt for in Iowa. And then also just talking with Amir, because he's from Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So he said that he just doesn't go home that often anyway, and he just loves it in Iowa. So he was like, he doesn't feel a reason to go home because Iowa feels like home for him. And it just made me confident, because I was like, he came from New Jersey, living in his own house, and went to Iowa. I'm already living away from my house, so I feel like the transition was already like, I already experienced like feeling homesick or feeling wanting to go home. So I felt like just me going there, I'll be able to like withstand it.
I moved out from New Jersey in 1997 to Iowa City to work in the newspaper business, and not to get into my history here, but I didn't know. I mean, I had a picture in my head of what Iowa was. I didn't know much about it. What was it like for you? I mean, did you know much about the state, the school, the football? What was your impression like when you first heard Iowa?
When I first heard Iowa, I was kind of like, Iowa, yeah, I don't see myself ever living in Iowa. I just thought, like, grass, farmers, like, nothing like where I live, like a city, like, environment. I didn't picture any of that. And then when I first landed there, like, I'm looking out the window, I'm like, oh, my God, like, where are we at? it's like straight grass patches, dirt patches. I'm like, oh, my God, where did I just come to? And then I get in the car, and we're just driving, and I'm just looking at just grass. And it's like no cars on the road. I'm like, oh, what is going on here? It was like, it's actually, I pictured it to be like something like like more of the calm down dull area because towards the middle of the connect, I mean like USA and all that. But I didn't picture it to be as like as dry as it was. But that doesn't bother me. I'm really chill. I'm really laid back, and I don't really care for like the big lights and all that anyway. So it definitely fits me to just kind of be like able to relax and be on a roll with not that many cars and stuff.
And Iowa City's pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's kind of like you're talking about. I remember when I came in here for my job interview and I flew into Cedar Rapids and I'm seeing this corn and I'm like, what is going on? But then I got to Iowa City and I was on the Ped Mall and, you know, they took me out to eat and I'm walking around down. I'm going, yeah, this is pretty cool here. I mean, did you get that same vibe?
Yeah, exact vibe I got. I went to the mall and everything last time I came down. I was like, oh, it's actually a really cool mall and everything. And the vibe was that, yeah, when you get out of like the Iowa look and get into Iowa City, that's when it's kind of like that's what I tell all my friends. I'm like, yo, bro, you're going to live in Iowa. I'm like, yeah, when you think Iowa, it's like a different Iowa. I'm living in Iowa City where it's actually like kids around. There's a lot of buildings. There's a lot of things to do. It's not like, it kind of like Iowa City kind of reminds me of, like where I live in Danbury. It's like less people, I think, but it's just kind of like the same environment, same type of like, city kind of look going on. So,
What are you going to study in college? Have you decided yet?
Yeah, I want to be a dermatologist.
Okay, I think you told me that. I think when I wrote the story about you, I think I remember. And remind me and the listeners kind of what why you're interested in that and kind of why you're moving toward, you know, into that field.
My mom and like my sister, like my household is kind of like more like a medical field kind of thing. So I kind of just I fell in love with like looking at like the pimple popping videos and just like I'm a very like clean freak kind of guy. I like having my face looking all nice and taking care of my body and all that. So like I feel like it suits me best. I know a lot about having taken care of yourself, and I like really enjoy like all like those weird like creepy videos that people don't like seeing how like just like movies or stuff like that. I love watching those videos. So I was like, it's something I want to like do in life. And if I didn't get to the NFL and think that, it's definitely something I want to keep pursuing.
Did you get to, you know, I'm sure you did, but how much did you get to kind of talk to, you know, academic people and people in that field when you were out here to kind of get an idea of what, you know, the program's like?
I talked to them. We were at my official visit. We were at a breakfast talking for a pretty long time, at least over an hour, about all the stuff you have to go through, like the pre-med, the bio, all that stuff. We talked for a long time, and it's something I'm up for. So they told me it would be a lot of work. Cause that's a lot of work in the field, but it's definitely something I want to. I'm interested in, and also like one of my close friends, his mom is like friends with someone who's like very high in the medical field, and she knows a lot about all that stuff. But I actually was talking to her for a long time about it, and
you still there?
Yeah, mom like has like a really good friend who's like within the business of like all the medical things like that. So I did like went back home here. I sat down and talked to her a lot about. Dermatology, all the work I have to put into it. She's talking about how I have to do Botox on the side, like a side job and all that stuff. So she definitely gave me a lot of knowledge about it. And I know it's going to be a lot of hard work to become a dermatologist because he's a doctor and all that. But I think Iowa will put me in the best situation to actually become a dermatologist.
Did you get a good feel for like that balance of what, you know, when you have a, an academic field that is demanding along with the demands of being a, you know, a power five football player. Do you have a comfort level of being able to marry those two together and be able to pull that off?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in myself to be able to pull it off. I'm a very determined kid. I'm worth for everything. So I don't want anything handed to me, and I know I'm going to be able to put those two together because I love both things. I love football, and I also like, I know football ended. I want to be able to put myself in a good job. So being a dermatologist would make me be in a good job, make me make some money, and also doing what I love. So even if when those times get hard, I'm still going to have to put those two things together and fight through it just because I know I got to do this to just ensure a good life for myself.
You talked about your mom and your sister, and connections to the medical field. What do they do? How are they connected to the medical field?
My sister's a nurse, and my mom's a radiographer. So my mom and sister both work in a hospital.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So you kind of been around that stuff your whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. Switching gears back to football a little bit here. You mentioned the guys that are on the already on the Iowa roster, and I'm sure you watched them plenty this season. For people that have not seen you play, what's your game like? Is it you know, does it compare to any of the guys that are on the Iowa roster? Is it a mix of guys that are on the roster? What's your game like?
I find myself more like a just athletic kind of receiver. I'm pretty fast, and I'm pretty good at jump balls. So like my coach likes sending me deep on balls, and just trying to like get me run by someone or can just put the ball up to me. And I rely mostly like on my hands. I'm a pretty good route runner, but I'm still working on that just because this is only my second year playing receiver. So I rely more on just being able to like create a little bit of separation and just catch the ball and just kind of work with it and go on. I want to compare myself too much to like anyone on Iowa, just because Amir is more of like a speed man. He's just pretty fast. Everyone has a different traits, but I see myself more as athletic receiver. Do a lot of things, but I'm looking more just to define my route running and just get better that way.
What's your current height and weight, and what do you kind of want to get to when you get to Iowa? I mean, do you have some goals just in terms of the time between now and the time you get on campus?
Yeah, I'm 6 foot, like 185 right now. I'm trying to get a little more weight up, at least maybe 190. That's kind of what I want to get to. I feel like 190 is a good weight for me. And I think Iowa will take the rest for me, whatever they want me to be when I get there. But I think 6 foot, 190, and because I was playing the season around like 185, right, what I am right now, and it felt good. So I think a little 5 extra pounds of like muscle and like building it through like lifting and everything would be pretty good for me.
You said you're fast. Is it 40 time fast? Is it football fast? Is it a combination of both? How do you kind of measure that?
I think both. I'm pretty fast on the field. And I also ran at Boston College. I ran a 4.46. At Penn State, I ran a 4.48. So I have good 40 times down on paper. And on the field, I think like my coach usually says to me like I play at a different speed than everyone else. So I think I pretty football fast, and just like knowing when to use my quickness in different like situations and different like setups and like different routes, different plays.
What does Coach Copeland say to you in terms of what his vision is for you and what he sees in your future?
When we talked about it before, he said he sees me more as like a Nick Easley, just a little more athletic, and trying to also like move me from the slot and outside a lot, because he loved the way I run like a deep ball, how I run my posts, how I run my goals on the outside. But also because I am 6 foot, he had to work me in the slot more just because of the height difference and everything like that from like I'm not as tall as Brandon Smith, which is really tall. I'm a little shorter than Amir. So it's like this difference of just moving me slot and out. And he said he just kind of wants to work me like Nick Easy, gives me a lot of catches, and just let me be an athlete and work in space.
Yeah, he's been able to do – he was able to do that with Nick. And I think Tyrone's a guy that's playing multiple spots too. So that gives the listeners and the Iowa fans a little idea that they want to have you be versatile, be able to play more than one spot. So – that's good to hear. Did you grow up playing other sports? Has football always been your thing, or did it just kind of develop this way?
Just developed this way. When I was younger, I was more baseball, basketball kind of guy. I didn't care too much for football. I played like flag football. I didn't care to get into tackle football until I think I was like maybe fourth or fifth grade when I actually started playing tackle football. And even then, I didn't really love it. It was just something I did because I was pretty good at it. So I was just playing along with it and just going through it. I really was good at basketball and baseball. My dad always thought I was going to be like a baseball player more than anything else, because everyone thought I was pretty good at baseball here. But I think in my eighth grade year, that's when everything turned around. I became because I used to play running back and when I was younger, all the way up to eighth grade year, and I turned into a quarterback. And that's when the Cam Newton thing was kind of out and everything like that. It just made me feel like I just felt good at playing quarterback. And that's when I honestly fell in love with playing quarterback and playing football in general. But at first, it was like basketball everything for me. I was a big Kobe Bryant fan, big Derrick Rose fan, and basketball was my thing.
And Do you play those sports now, or are you just strictly football? And if you've switched to just football, when did you stop playing the other sports?
I played basketball and I did track and at my old school. I played basketball again at Taft last year, but I didn't play this year because me and my head coach of football talked about it because he's also a basketball coach. We talked about it. He's like, yeah, if you rather just want to lift and just get ready for Iowa, you can do that. But so, like, I did want to play basketball, but I was more preparing for the future and just trying to get ready to get to Iowa and try to play and everything and get my body ready. But so I stopped playing basketball this year. Baseball, I never wanted to actually stop playing baseball, but my freshman year, I stopped playing baseball because I had got sick and everything like that. So I wasn't able to actually go out to play my freshman year.
Gotcha. You miss basketball?
Yeah, I miss basketball. Yeah.
Do you go to the games still, or you just kind of, is that too hard to do?
The season just started like last week, so I've been okay. To one game, but I haven't got to see it. I miss my old school at Danbury High. Was much better at basketball. That was like my fun years of basketball, kind of like because everybody I played with on my Danbury High team, I've been playing basketball with since like literally like kindergarten. So we all worked up from kindergarten all the way up to high school, and it was like the fun time for us because we played really well together since we were playing with each other forever, and we actually won a basketball championship there first time in I think it was 26 years.
Wow,
pretty crazy time, dude.
What's the vibe like with this group of guys that are going to sign here this week? You know, the 2020 Iowa class. What's it like? What are you guys? You know, how would you define this group?
Oh, we're really close. We have a Snapchat group chat together and everything like that. So we're constantly talking, constantly like cracking jokes in the group chat, and it's pretty cool. We always like people always send like their little highlight clips or anything in there. Everyone's constantly gassing them up. I know you probably see on Twitter, we're always commenting on each other's like posts or always retweeting and liking each other's posts. So we're constantly showing each other love. I think it's really going to be a really good class. And we're going to do a lot of good things when we get to Iowa.
Anybody in particular in the group that you've connected with?
Basically, I'm pretty cool with everybody. We're just constantly in the group chat. I'm constantly just like saying a few things in the group chat. But I'm good with Deuce Hogan, of course. That's my quarterback, so I gotta be good with him. Reggie, I talk to Isaiah a lot, so I'm pretty close with them. Quavon also, me and him actually like we always like comment on each other's like Snapchat or something, like we post something funny or something like that. We always comment on each other's Snapchat.
Do you know who you're gonna room with yet? Do you have an idea of that?
No, I don't have. I'm not sure right now. I haven't been looking to any of that and thinking about any of that yet.
What will Wednesday be like for you?
I'm just gonna have my family around me because my school is out right now, so I'm not doing any sign day at school. So I'm just gonna have my family with me, take a couple pictures, and just enjoy the process, enjoy the moment, and just get ready to let everyone know I'm signing and kind of like not make my goodbyes because I'm still for a couple of months, but let everyone know like it's coming quicker than like they really think. So it's going to be pretty like chill environment though. Pizza, cupcakes, cake, whatever you get. And just having like a nice family moment.
Have you thought about it at all? Just kind of, you know, all the work you've put in, and it's kind of a big step that you're going to be signing with the school now. It's kind of, you're taking a big step into your future.
Yeah. I think about it all the time. I'm constantly thinking about it. Just like where I was and where I'm going. It's a really big leap because like these are always kids' dreams to become and go somewhere like big like Iowa. So it's like it's really a dream come true. I've always thought I was able to do this, and just now knowing that like on Wednesday I'm putting pen to paper and like it's actually like that this is like a reality now. It's not even a dream. It's like you work for stuff like this, so it just feels extra good when. Like, you know, you just got it from the mud, as people were saying, you just came up with it. It just feels good to actually know that I made my family proud, and just in all in all, I made myself proud just because I've been through a lot of things, and now everything's clicking, and I'm hoping to be successful when I get to Iowa.
I end these things with trying to allow the the fans and the listeners to kind of know you a little bit better and know your likes and interests. So we'll hit on a few of these things. What type of music do you listen to?
I listen to strictly kind of like hip hop, rap music, trap music kind of things.
Do you have a favorite artist or a few?
Yeah, I'm like a Lil Baby fan, A Boogie fan, Lil Uzi fan.
Gotcha.
Yeah, NBA Youngboy, kind of like that kind of music.
How about movies? What's the last movie you saw? Do you like a certain type of movie?
I like sport movies, but I also like that dramatic kind of like, let me put it in a sense. It's like kind of like a movie where like someone's like a drug dealer going on, some kind of stuff like that. I like kind of like that deep, like hood, like kind of movie. But my movie that I watched was me and my girlfriend were watched like three Santa Claus movies in a row. The Santa Claus, then Santa Claus 2 and Santa Claus 3.
It's that time of year, man. And yeah, you know, you gotta be in the spirit. I get that. How about TV? Do you watch? I know you're probably pretty busy. Are there any TV shows that are must watch for you?
I watched the little series All American. I'm not too big on TV. I just watch ESPN when I catch up. It's pretty hard to watch TV at my school because it's not actually cable, so it's whatever you like have like on your laptop. I have like Disney Plus or Netflix or stuff like that. So it's not like I don't really watch like live TV, but I watch some like Family Guy here and there and stuff like that.
All American, is that the show on Netflix? Is that high school football related?
The All American is about the kid who lived in Crenshaw and then moved to Beverly Hills. It's a true story. I moved to Beverly Hills and how he like became like a top player in the nation with All American, committed to Florida. It's about his story, about how he did all that and everything. It's a two-part series. They had the first series on Netflix. Now the second series, I think, is on CNN. And they just, like, air like, the shows a couple times. And then they're going to put, like, all the shows come out. They put it back on Netflix and everything.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've seen that before. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good show.
What else do you do to kind of unwind or relax? What other things do you do away from, I guess, the field or, you know, academics to kind of just chill?
I like to just hang out with my friends a lot. I play a lot of Madden. I like playing with Lamar Jackson. I go get some mani pedis with my girlfriend sometimes, stuff like that. I'm a pretty chill guy and everything. I don't do too much.
Cool. So what's your plan between where we are now and obviously you're out of school to when you get here? You're coming in June, right? You're not an early enroll guy?
Yeah, I'm coming in June.
So what's kind of your, do you have a plan here for the next, whatever that is, 6 months?
Strictly, I'm just working out. I'm just getting ready to get to Iowa. I'm just going to be at school. When I get my workout plan from Iowa, I'm going to constantly be on that. And just finish off my school year. And because I think like it's a week off of break and then I'm right into Iowa. So I got to make sure I'm just tip top because I don't got no time to work out over the summer. So I'm just preparing myself for the actual, when I get there to Iowa in June.
Is the goal for you to play right away? We talked about the depth on, you know, all the receivers are back. Is the goal for you to play right away, or is it just kind of let's see where it goes, let it play out?
I want to be able to get some playing time my freshman year. I want to work into some type of role. I think I have the ability to walk into it and try to work for a spot and get a spot. I feel like I could be used some type of way on the field just because I'm very versatile. So I'm definitely looking to get there and get into the game.
Are you kind of a jet sweep guy, a guy, you know, other ways to get the ball in your hands other than down the field?
Yeah, my coach used me this year as kind of like I was in the wildcat formation, jet sweeps, kick return, punt return. So I get the ball every different way. Also a couple handoffs just from the backfield. However, I can get the ball and I can do something with it.
That sounds like something that will excite the Iowa fans and something that this offense needs some more pieces. And it sounds like Deontay Vines is going to be a nice piece in addition to this. And I'd like to thank him for joining me on the Prospect Podcast here at Hawkeye Nation. Deontay, thank you so much for being here, man. And we wish you the best before you get here. And we look forward to getting to know you when you get out here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.